This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There was what you might call a whale of an initial public offering announced today. SeaWorld Entertainment will be taken public by Blackstone Group, the private equity firm that bought that theme park operator 3 years ago. The parks were losing money before the Blackstone acquisition, and now they're raking in revenue. But as our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports, SeaWorld's private owners have also been taking on a boatload of debt.
Honestly, no pun intended, but it's what's below the surface of this planned stock offering that prospective shareholders might want to watch. SeaWorld is on track to double its profits this year. Its dramatic turnaround makes it sound like a great investment, and it may be. James Kratfeld is an analyst at Morningstar.
The profitability looks fairly strong, but also the leverage of the company is also higher, so that is counteracted at least somewhat.
Leverage being financial jargon for debt, which is the tool of the private equity business. These firms don't just borrow money to build the business, they borrow to pay themselves. SeaWorld was $1.8 billion in debt at the end of September, at least a third of that to pay dividends to Blackstone. And if a company is up to its gills in debt, Kratfeld says there isn't much room to maneuver.
If you get a recession or you get a tough period for a company for any given reason, then high debt level could really limit their ability to continue to grow and make investments that they need to make for the future.
Not only that, but all that interest could crimp SeaWorld's profits, so says Motley Fool analyst Jason Moser.
If investors don't know that, then they may be getting a company that doesn't have as much earnings power as they thought it may.
On the other hand, SeaWorld's private owners sank a lot of money in the past couple of years into improving the company's 11 U.S. theme parks, which also include Busch Gardens. And theme parks in general have been doing well lately. One market commentator told me today, even with all that debt, it could still be a good investment. But he added that it looks to be a great investment for Blackstone. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.